The question I have today, that also is my title, how much fear and worry can we endure? How much fear and worry can we endure? What the question means is how much fear and worry do we until we capitulate because of many problems? Or give up the truth and we leave the church? Worries and fears can crush anyone, really. It can take one's breath away, perhaps leading to endless despair. And as hard as it may sound, depending on the situation, sooner or later it can and will make one or the other leave the path of God. These worries and fears will lead to some undesired activities through some actions. And these actions are outbreaks of Satan and his demons. For if one is valuable to God, it elicits the envy of the devil. Let us look what can happen first. Let us look in James 3. James 3 and the verses 14 to 16. But you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts. Do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. That doesn't look good. This is not good to do. And what problems will Satan still impose on us? Let us look Mark 13. Mark 13, we begin with verse 9 to 9 and 12 to 13. So 9, but watch out for yourself, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. And verse 12, now brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. So, that's it. And now, think about the question. How much fear and worries can we endure? How much? Hard times can come and make us desperate. If the job is lost, when forced to work on the Sabbath, or one has to go to prison innocently, or one will expropriate it from one's property. For example, expropriation from our own home with all content that we have, of land, of the car, of a motorcycle, whatever. Other belongings which are important to us. That wouldn't be the first time. In Germany, one speaks even at presence of expropriations. And this is weird. Or they could lose custody for their children. Children are taken away from their parents. All that can happen. So we could show 1,000 examples that are very vile, but can be very real. Again, the big question. The biggest question is, where is our limit? Where is our limit until we leave the church and the true way of God? When do you go? When will we give up and go away? What activity will we do because of fear? Do we accept the lie out of fear? Do we deny the truth of God? Will nothing matter anymore because of fear? Is there any other possibility than surrendering to people? What does Jesus Christ say? Let us go to Mark 8. And we start in verse 35 and we go to 36. Mark 8, 35. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What good is it if we receive all material values from this world? Wasn't Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt because she loved her life more than the way of God? And you can read it in Genesis 19 and verse 26. In Luke 17 and verse 32, Jesus Christ reminds us to think about Lot's wife. Why did Christ remind us of her? Only for fun. It's not important. It doesn't matter. Because she is a big, big example. It's very important for us. Let's read why it matters so much in verse 37 in Mark 8. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So what can we give in exchange for our soul? 38. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. If everything seems more important to us than God and the coming of Jesus Christ, then we are in danger of losing eternal life. And if you are baptized, especially, let us look in a psalm of the son of Korah, Psalm 49. Psalm 49. We begin with verse 5. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heels surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever. That he should continue to life eternally, and not see the pit. So, the point is, you have to learn to overcome such fears. We have to learn to overcome such fears. God is the one who can and will ultimately protect us if and only if we trust in him. Let us look at the last verse in Mark 13 again. Mark 13, and we read 11. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak, but whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And think about it, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Verse 13. Perhaps there's a fear that we are allowed to have. And this is the only fear. A fear not to be found worthy before God and Jesus Christ. This is the only fear that we need. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. He will receive eternal life. Don't let Satan devise you, and don't let anyone take your crown. Trust in God and Jesus Christ, and you need not be afraid. Not be afraid. That's it. What we have to do. Trust in God.